The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Jesus and John the Baptist. When Jesus had finished giving his 12 disciples these instructions, he went on from there to teach and to proclaim his message in their towns. When John the Baptist heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent a message by his disciples asking him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus answered them, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are brought back to life, and the poor hear the good news. And how fortunate is the one who does not take offense at me." As the messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "When you went out into the desert, what did you expect to see? A reed swept by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? People who wear fine clothes live in palaces. What did you really go out to see? A prophet? Yes, indeed, and even more than a prophet. He is the man of whom Scripture says, 'I send my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way before you.' I tell you this, no one greater than John the Baptist has arisen from among the sons of women, and yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is something to be conquered, and violent men seize it. Up to the time of John, there was only prophecy, all the prophets and the law. And if you believe me, John is indeed that Elijah whose coming was predicted. Let anyone with ears listen. Now, to what can I compare the people of this day? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, about whom their companions complain. 'We played the flute for you, but you would not dance. We sang a funeral song, but you would not cry.' For John came fasting, and people said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' Then the Son of Man came. He ate and drank, and people said, 'Look at this man, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which he had performed most of his miracles, because the people there did not change their ways. "Alas for you, Chorazin and Bethsaida! If the miracles worked in you had taken place in Tyre and Sidon, the people there would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I assure you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? You will be thrown down to the place of the dead. For if the miracles which were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would be still there today. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Take my yoke upon you." On that occasion, Jesus said, "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I praise you because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to simple people. Yes, Father, this was your gracious will. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.